Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hazorik arba amos bekosel. If one throws four amos and it lands on a kosel, which means it sticks to the side of the kosel, he's throwing some kind of sticky food. L'mala mi'asar tvachim kizorik ba'avir. If it's higher than 10 tvachim, that it lands on the kosel where it's 10 tvachim higher than the ground, so it's as if he threw it in the air, and this area that's higher than 10 tvachim is a makum p'tur, and he's potter. L'mata mi'asar tvachim, but if it's less than 10 tvachim, kizorik ba'aretz. It's as if he's throwing it and it's landing on the ground, and he's chayiv. Now we're dealing in Rishus HaRabim, and we know that there's Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, and he's throwing Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And the Rav even says that even if it's exactly four Amos from where he throws it and it sticks and hits the wall, so if you think about it, the item never fully cleared four Amos because the item itself is within the four Amos because the wall ended at four Amos, still he'd be chayiv. We do not say that the thickness of the wall is memayt Dalet Amos, because it's not mivatal the dveila, it's not mivatal the thing that he's throwing, the fig cake, whatever sticky food that he's throwing. Now, the question that bothered me a little bit is, didn't we learn in the beginning that something from 3 tfachim until 10 tfachim high has a din of a karmelis, if it's 4 by 4 tfachim? So too, if it's resting on the side of the wall, it's higher than 3 tfachim and less than 10 tfachim. Why does the Mishnah tell us that if it's less than 10 tfachim, it's as if it's on the ground? But yet, we also did learn that a Rishus HaRabim goes up until 10 tfachim. We were sort of bothered from 3 tfachim to 10 tfachim. Where do you have a case that you're chayiv? So one case we brought was like a pillar that Rabim are mechatfin alav, that they always put things down on such a platform. And this would actually be another case. And Reb Kivager brings Rashi that explains exactly that which we say that it's a karmelis, if it's from 3 to 10, that stuff if you're putting on a davar mesuyim, a fixed item, like you're putting it on top of a wall or on top of a pillar. Again, that's not rabim mechatfin alav, it's stam. You put it on a pillar, that pillar, the top of that pillar or the top of that wall is considered a karmelis if it's 3 to 10 tfachim. However, if it's not a davar mesuyim, it's just sticking to a side of the wall. It's almost like suspended in the air, but it's not suspended in the air. It's suspended in the air in the fact that it's not a davar mesuyim, but it's still considered a hanacha because it's stuck to the wall. That would be a case where it's a Rishus HaRabim mamish from 3 to 10 tfachim. That's what Rashi explains. And there's even a machlekes if the wall that you're throwing at actually has to be 4 tfachim wide to be considered chayiv and have a hanacha here that it's considered Rishus HaRabim. Some Rishonim learned that which it sticks to on the side doesn't even have to be 4 tfachim wide. That's the Shitas HaRiva. Mishnah continues, Hazorik ba'aretz arba amos chayiv. Person throws 4 amos, he's chayiv. Tosi Santa brings, because the Gemara says, Dalet amos p'shus harabim is Gemara gemirila. It's learned out, like Halacha Moshe Misinai. Mishnah continues, Zorich l'soich arba amos v'niskalgel chutzla arba amos. If a person throws with kavana within Dalet amos, and then it lands, it doesn't rest. V'niskalgel chutzla arba amos, and then it immediately rolls beyond the Dalet amos, potter. He's potter, like the Rav explains, because he didn't have kavana that it should land beyond the Dalet amos. Chutzla arba amos v'niskalgel l'soich arba amos. However, if he throws it beyond 4 amos, and he has kavana that it should go beyond 4 amos, v'niskalgel l'soich arba amos, and now it rolls backwards within 4 amos, chayiv. Then he's chayiv. And the Rav explains that it had to have at least rested in the place that it landed. And then after it rested, it started rolling backwards. So although at the end of the day, it rested less than 4 amos from where he was, still, since he threw it 4 amos and it rested, at that point, that's when he was chayiv. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that it rolled back afterwards, because that happened after the fact.